You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, Scott Eckersley producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. I've been looking forward to this interview all day. Joining me on the phone now is Colin Campbell of Hazlitt. Some of you may recognize him as the flagman of Hazlitt. Good evening, Colin. How are you?
Good. How are you, dear?
I'm doing awfully well, thank you. I'm trying to think how long I've been waving to you over the years, and let's start with how this started for you and when this started for you.
I think it started back in 1988. I wanted to see that if someone would wave at me that didn't know me, who was going to work in the morning.
Okay, and so you started just going out for a walk with your dog, was it? Is that kind of how the walk started?
Yep, I had a dog named Bosworth. He was a yellow lab.
And so you and Bosworth started walking and started waving.
Right.
And what happened from there?
Well, during Desert Storm, I started using the flag, and then after that, then the next war came, and then I started a couple days after 9/11. Counting how many people, I thought of a number of 1 million. I wanted to see if I could get either honks or waves or smiles.
After 9/11, so you've been doing this for going on 10 years with the counter,
right?
And what are you up to today?
Well, this year I think I got 16,000, but last year I got 235,000, so I probably got a little over 700,000.
Oh my gosh. Are you surprised at what this has grown into? I mean, you even have your own Facebook page, I'm the guy waving on along Marsh Road in Okemos.
And I don't know who started that. I found out about it last year sometime. I happened to turn on it. I didn't even know nothing about that one.
Well, it's a good one, I'll tell you that. You've got a lot of fans. How do you I know how I feel when I wave at you. I mean, I wave and it makes me smile no matter where I'm going or what I'm going to do. I see that flag and I see you wave and it makes me smile. So clearly you're achieving what it is you're going, what you set out to do.
Yeah, I can be in a store and a person will come up to me and either ask me where the flag is or where the dog is. The dog loves for people to pet him and all that. When somebody else is walking down the street next to me or something, he'll want to be petted.
Very good. You told me, I was able to talk to you on the phone for just a couple of minutes this morning. People recognize you everywhere, not even in this country.
Right. Back 7 years ago, me and my wife went to Cancun, Mexico for our 25th anniversary. And we happened to be waiting for a van to pick us up to take us to the hotel. This other woman got in the van with her husband, and she kept on looking at me. And eventually she said, "Aren't you the guy that walks the dog on Marsh Road?" And she happened to live in Williamston. And a week later, I didn't see her because we went to different hotels, and the woman actually sat next to me on the airplane going back.
Oh my gosh! This world is very small, isn't it?
Right.
I'm on your the Facebook page someone set up for you right now in the studio, and it's the name of the page is "I Honk at That Guy Waving the American Flag on Marsh Road." And I love some of the comments here. One woman said, "I'm in North Carolina now, but I spent years honking and waving at him. What a good memory, peace." I mean, that has to make you feel great.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of even kids that were in grade school, and even some of them are even married now and have kids. And that really, there's a little girl now, I think she's from Illinois, where I'm doing my crosswalk. She must be about 3 or 4 years old, but she always waves.
Well, and that's the other thing, too. You're not only walking up and down smiling and waving at folks, waving the American flag, which I love, but you're also a crossing guard, a safety guard.
Right.
For Hazlitt Schools, is it?
Yes.
So you're at the corner. Where are you? What is that corner? Marsh and
Okey.
Ah, okay. So you're right there. So I see you right there as well. What are some other stories about walking up and down Marsh Road, walking the dog?
All the gifts I've gotten. My wife even made me get a little china cabinet. I've gotten 6 or 7 shirts, hats. One person named Joe even gave me a couple years ago, gave me a gift certificate, the Red Lobster.
Oh, my gosh.
One woman, she even passed away and had her daughter give me a plate, painted plate of an American Eagle with the American flag and that.
Are you a veteran, Colin?
Yes, I was in Vietnam. I was in the Marines.
Well, there you go. That explains the American flag.
I support the troops now, but I don't support the war.
Well, and that's what you fought for, Colin. That's what
right.
You fought for, and everybody else did as well. What are some? I've seen you out there in the horrible heat of winter, as well as the terrible of summer. I'm sorry, and as well as the terrible cold of winter. So this walk goes on every day.
Right. I don't walk as much as I did. This winter is I used to walk from like Amokie all the way down to Grand River and back.
Wow. What are I have seen you at all stretches there. What are some other stories or memorable moments you have of the walk, or things that made you smile about it?
Well, one time when I had Boz, it started getting so bad. I mean, for people honking or waving, that the dog had went to the bathroom, and I always pick it up. And while I was picking it up, somebody went by and thought I was having a heart attack. And they called the police, and the police came and asked me if there was a man down. At the time, I didn't think of it when I was bending over that's what it was.
Oh, my gosh. So people are looking out for you as well.
Right.
That's
I even had one woman go to the prosecutor. She told the prosecutor that when I walked by her house that she couldn't take a nap during the day because there was too many honks.
You know, I love that story. I mean, I'm sorry she couldn't take a nap, but that's a great story.
But I respected the woman in one way. The reason I did was she used to take in dogs that were not normal dogs, that had maybe seizures or something wrong with them, and she'd try to find homes for them.
Oh, so see, even someone who was saying, hey, I need you not to do that. Clearly the prosecutor didn't do anything about it.
No, but I had to talk to a couple police officers just to go through the formality of the thing.
Oh, my goodness.
If I was a claim or something, they have to go through the motions.
Now, you said when I had Boz, is Boz no longer with us?
Yeah, see, we got him in 89, and he was 12 years old when he passed.
Oh, well, boy, what a good life he had. Do you have another dog now?
A beagle, part beagle and something else. name is Chester. And my son was dating a girl in a town called Romeo. And he was driving down the road going to visit his girlfriend when Chester and his mate were running down the freeway. And the mate got hit, and then he got Chester and put him in the car. But I didn't hear the real story for about 5 years later. But the real story was he was putting him in the car, and the guy that owned him drove up, and he asked him if he was going to a good home, and my son said yes, and the guy let him keep Chester.
Well, there you go, because your son knew you needed another companion on the road.
That was back in 97.
Wow, so Chester's the one walking up and down the road with you now.
Right, and he's about 16, I think.
Well, it's those walks are keeping him around, I'm guessing.
Yeah, and the poor dog is deaf now. He can't hear.
Well, but he can see the folks waving at you, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, Colin, it's a great story. I'm reading through your Facebook page here, the one that someone else set up for you. I mean, each one of them is talking about what a great patriot, and they love seeing you out there and so forth. So I'm glad to be able to bring your story to folks in the Lansing area. Keep up the good work, and I look forward to honking and waving at you again.
Thank you, dear. Have a good night.
You as well, Colin. Thank you so much. We've been talking with Colin Campbell, who is the flagman of Hazlitt, who walks along Marsh Road there between Hazlitt and Okemos. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.